News release. Niagara Health. Drive. Tim Street Ammond knows change can be challenging. The largest technological transformation in Niagara Health's history is no exception for the emergency department, ED, site lead at the Murata Family Hospital in St. Catharines. The new hospital information system, HIS, will connect patients and healthcare providers with information that will help increase the accuracy and efficiency of care, reduce duplication and errors, and help improve health outcomes. It will be a critical element to support Niagara Health's delivery of modern, world-class healthcare services. I've been cautiously optimistic about the HIS because I'm confident that we're moving in the right direction. The current system is archaic, says Dr. Street Ammond. Still, with any major change, there's a natural element of concern. Thanks to his roadshows, more than a dozen of which have been conducted both virtually and in person for physicians in every department across Niagara Health, physicians are feeling more prepared than ever for Go Live, which is slated for Saturday, November 9. Dr. Benjamin Tam, Digital Strategy Physician Lead, says that some physicians expressed concerns about the changes in a busy healthcare environment. The roadshows, which have helped demonstrate what the HIS will look like across each department at the hospital, has helped change that thinking. The HIS is a major adoption for the hospital and will change the workflow of our operations, says Dr. Tam. The roadshows have been pivotal in helping to provide confidence as we continue along the change journey. Dr. St. Ammond credits Dr. Tam, who has been a leader in the HIS, and Dr. Rafi Setrak, Chief, Emergency Medicine, with helping physicians prepare for the launch and generate curiosity and excitement about the change. You can see the progression of interest and levels of confidence change over time, Dr. Setrak says about his team, who've had 3 roadshow learning opportunities. There's no substitute for practice and the sessions have been very well attended, the videos are being seen and the feedback is positive. Short of building a new hospital, this one of the biggest undertakings we've ever done. One of the main concerns at all EDs across the province, which Niagara Health isn't immune to, are long wait times. Dr. Street Ammond is hopeful that his will help alleviate that at Niagara Health. Long wait times are understandably frustrating, he says. I'm optimistic that the HIS will lead to shorter wait times, better care and more efficient processes. It will also improve discharge and aftercare education for patients. Providing excellent care is exactly why we do what we do, and the use of technology will be extremely helpful. Acknowledging the challenges that come with change doesn't mean that Dr. Street Ammond is steering away from his glass-half-full mindset. We don't have room for negativity, he says. You have to go into change with a good sense that it'll be a positive outcome, otherwise you'll be dooming yourself. It can help determine an outcome 9 times out of 10. It's a sentiment shared by Dr. Helen Caetano, Chief of Surgery, who said the roadshow for surgeons demonstrated what a typical day would look like once the HIS is implemented. This includes a workflow for admitting patients, taking patients through the OR, preparing charts and outpatient care. As surgeons, with anything new, there's always mixed feelings, says Dr. Caetano. The HIS is the future of healthcare and the direction we need to go in. It's a learning curve, and the roadshows have been an important element in preparing physicians in addition to learning labs and training sessions. It's going to be a change in our day-to-day, but a change for the better. Dr. Caetano is looking forward to the new HIS providing patients with better access to their health information, such as data, labs and prior diagnostic imaging. Their healthcare information will be right at their fingertips, she says. From the physician side, it will also improve our communication with patients and amongst our own teams. I have full confidence with the rollout for our surgeons. They're learning something new and exciting that will transform the way we practice.